Imagine a swarm of big, black birds flying overhead at dusk. No, it's not a scene from a Hitchcock film. This is Nampa, Idaho, a small community that's become the winter home for tens of thousands of crows. They are noisy and messy, and Nampa residents are pushing back. Amanda Peacher reports.
For the last few months, at about 5 p.m. every evening, this sound starts blasting from a loudspeaker outside a small business in Nampa. That's a recording of a hawk. They eat crows. So Jim Jorgensen thought it could be a good trick for scaring off the birds.
And it worked really good for the first month. They just got braver and braver, and now it doesn't help a whole lot.
You see, crows are smart. It's possible they figured out Jorgensen's trick. And that's a problem for him. He manages Fast Glass, which installs glass in houses and cars. Thousands of crows mean thousands of bird droppings on his equipment and vehicle fleet. Jorgensen spends hundreds of dollars every month pressure washing his building and cleaning his vehicles. The city is trying to help, but it's tough to outsmart a crow.
Yes, we like to use the term proactive. We're very proactive here.
That's Nampa City Manager Bobby Sanchez. He says he doesn't expect to get rid of the crows.
At best, we will be able to manage the crow challenge.
To that end, Sanchez has organized what he calls the Crow Patrol.
I'm guessing you're my crow people.
Yes.
I'm Amanda.
His crow people are city staffers plus volunteers from the community. Daylight is just starting to fade to gray when I meet them in a big parking lot lined with trees. This is the crow's latest favorite roosting spot.
I'm Darren.
Darren?
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
Darren Johnson manages parks and recreation for the city. He watches as at first only a few big birds glide above us.
They are beautiful, and just the way they move is just such a kind of like a majestic pattern.
The birds swarm in an S shape far above the beams of the parking lot lights. In the distance, more and more crows appear on the horizon as tiny black dots flowing toward us like a river in the sky.
If you just keep scanning to your left, they just keep coming.
I mean, the sky is just full of them above us now.
And then, all of a sudden, the crows settle in. They dive bomb from the sky and into the branches of the trees. It's not totally clear why the crows picked here for their winter gathering spot. But natural resource biologist Josh Collette says all the asphalt here absorbs the heat.
The urban setting has created a little thermal hotspot for them, so it's a few degrees warmer here.
There's also the city dumpsters nearby, plus the agricultural fields surrounding Nampa that provide lots of food for the birds. But right now, they're not eating. Thousands of them are sitting wing to wing in the bare trees surrounding our crow patrol. It's a little unsettling. So it's time for the Crow Patrol to get to work. Johnson brings out his first trick, a laser. He directs a bright green beam toward the roost.
They see it kind of as a stick coming towards them, and it feels like they're going to get hit by a stick, and so they don't like that.
He's right. The crows take off. Johnson says these trees have also been treated with a non-lethal but stinky chemical.
Ew, it smells like grape juice.
You would think that they'd like the grape juice.
Yeah, you would think so, but they don't like grapes, I guess.
The stink kept the birds away for a while. But you guessed it, they came back. Remember, crows are smart. But tonight there's another trick to try. A drone. Nampa police officer Jacob Pepper slowly hovers the drone toward a roost.
Once you do kind of startle them off and try to get them moving, it just kind of, it's kind of scary, honestly, with all those crows up in the air.
Scary, but the drone is shooing the birds off. But will the crows figure out this trick, too? City manager Bobby Sanchez sometimes wonders if the crows know that he's the one behind all these scare tactics. He might not be that far off. While we humans can't tell crows apart, they can actually remember human faces.
When I've gone to some of these crow roosts, they really do a number on my truck, and I have to go to the car wash right afterwards. And so I kind of wonder if they go, yeah, that's Bobby Sanchez. Let's go visit his truck and then go about our day.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.